I need to quickly tell you that on the 10th of January 2019, I'm hosting a free live online workshop that you can grab via going to the link in the show notes, or you can just go to www.impact-through-influence.com/workshop to sign up, or I have the link in my Instagram bio at Lauren Tickner. You have a few ways to get involved, but make sure to sign up. And even if you can't make it live, sign up anyway. If you get that live, then you will be getting added bonus freebies. If you can't make it, I will send you a link to the replay. It's all about how to build a profitable personal brand in 2019. Anyway, with that said, let's get into the episode.
This is Impact School, and I'm your host, Lauren Tickner, and this podcast is changing. So it is officially 2019 when this podcast episode is going up. And the cool thing about podcasts is that you may be listening to this right now in the year 2084, but anyway, the information is still there and it's still going to be relevant, because right now I'm going to be talking about how to impact your life. So this podcast used to be once or twice per week, where every Monday I would upload an interview and then I would sometimes do a solo episode on a Thursday. But now we're still going to be having the interviews on every single Monday, but then on Wednesday and Friday, there's also going to be an upload. So Wednesday's episode is this that you are listening to right now. And this is the Impact Your Life segment. So I'm going to be giving you some information that is going to make an impact on your life. So it could be something to do with mental health. It could be something to do with physical health. It could be something to do with reaching your peak performance or productivity, something like that. And then this also impacts your people, because as someone who's listening to this podcast, I know that you want to make an impact not only on your life, but also on the lives of other people. So impact your people could be anything to do with how to build your audience, how to tell your story to have an impact on others, how to reach out to people to make sales, how to actually go make sales, different ways to make sales, things that are going to help your business, things that are going to allow you to reach more people. So the Impact Your Life and the Impact Your People episodes are typically going to be solo episodes, but in the future, I may bring guests on depending on your feedback. So as this is one of the first episodes, I thought that I would just intro it a little bit. I'll probably do the same in the very first Impact Your People episode as well. But I'm excited about it. And anyway, because it is the new year when this podcast episode is going up, well, a lot of people are trying to get healthy at this period of time. But here's the cool thing. Even if you're listening to this in the future, there's never a better time to get healthy than right now. So this Impact Your Life podcast episode is all about how to become healthier. Now, it's funny because I actually started off in the fitness industry. That's how I built the initial part of my personal brand and my business. I was in the fitness industry, like I said, and I was known as Lauren Fitness. And so since then, I have obviously pivoted my own personal brand to helping others build their personal brand and turn their personal brand into an online business, because that's what I was able to do through building this Lauren Fitness personal brand. So anyway, with that said, I know a lot about health. I know a lot about how to get fit and happy and healthy. And I was always all about mental and physical health. I created the hashtag Strength Feed, which now has over 150,000 posts under it. And from that, I was able to sell thousands of ebooks, all to do with fitness and health and happiness. So there's that. And I'm also a qualified personal trainer, in case anybody is wondering. And I do own Online Fitness Business School, which is a company that teaches people how to become an online fitness coach. We teach both the fitness and nutrition side of things. So when it comes to this topic, I know what I'm talking about, having helped literally tens of thousands of other people get fit and healthy. So right, here's the first thing that I want to say, is that when it comes to health, there is no one size fits all. There is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. And the definition of health varies massively. Okay, so for somebody, let's say, who was born with epilepsy and autism, well, they're gonna be healthy if they are no longer suffering from seizures because their medication has taken control of that. Okay, that's healthy relative to them. But if you were to suddenly start having seizures on a daily basis and to get autism all of a sudden, then you may be classed as unhealthy. So it is totally relative. And the reason why I bring that particular example up is because my brother actually has epilepsy, autism, and multiple other learning disabilities. And he can't walk, he can't eat, and so he is in a wheelchair, and he also is fed through a tube in his stomach. So for him, healthy is just when he's calm and he's not in this state, which is known as non-convulsive status. And he's basically thriving and he's engaging in conversation, even though most of the time he does not actually speak. So I think that it's important to think about where you are right now and how you can actually reach a level where your body is thriving and your mindset towards food and your mindset towards work and your mindset towards stress and relationships and every single other element of your life is healthy. Okay, so what do we mean by healthy? Well, it's where it doesn't feel like it pulls you down. It doesn't feel like a heavy burden. It doesn't feel like it's causing you issues. So to get healthy, what do you need to do? Well, firstly, you need to look at your life as a whole and to think, where is my life lacking right now? So I've used this analogy time and time again, but I personally see life as a series of different volume dials. So the reason why I give this example is because you're listening to a podcast, so you know if you turn it up loud, it's gonna hurt your ears and it's not sustainable. But if for some reason you're walking through central London and it's really loud, you're probably gonna have to have it on full blast. So what I'm getting at is that let's split our life into three volume dials just for ease right now. So you have your business, you have your social life, and you have your health. Sometimes when you have a launch, that is essentially the equivalent of walking through London, right? You have a launch of a product, you're probably gonna have to turn the volume up to the very top to get through that, which means that because all of the volume dials balance each other out, you're gonna have to turn down the volume of your social and family life and also maybe even your health, because you might have to be grabbing some fast food here and there. You might have to be staying up a little bit later because you need to get things done for your business, right? Because you have that launch. But then here's the cool thing, when the launch is over, you can turn it back down and you can turn it back up on your social life and your health. And then let's say you were doing a marathon, well, you might be turning up your health super high and you might be turning the others down again. So they balance out, and as time goes on, everything does even each other out. But the important thing is that you can't have something at full blast for too long. So I used to compete in bikini bodybuilding competitions, and I was doing this for a long period of time. You have to diet down to get really lean in order to do this. So I would be basically focusing on, well, it's not really health, honestly, because when you're doing it to that level, it's not health. But let's just say health, just for the purpose of your understanding. So I'd be focusing so much on my fitness, and it meant that my actual health like deteriorated because I was pushing too hard for too long. So there can be negative consequences. You can have too much of a good thing. And that's why, rather than going specific on a certain element of health, for example, healthy eating or healthy sleep or healthy relationships, in this episode in particular, I just really wanted to give you this broader look as you go into the new year and as you go into conquering your new goals. So I want you to really openly and honestly look at your life and think about which area is lacking right now, and how can you ensure that moving forward, that area does not continue to lack? Because if you do allow it to continue to lack, then you are going to suffer into the long term, and that is not what you want. And similarly, remember that at some periods of your life, you may not be healthy in some area of your life, because it just has to be done. I know for sure that on Christmas Day, when I'm eating a bunch of chocolates, I'm not necessarily being as healthy as I possibly could be, but in my social life and in my mental health and just living life, I am healthy because it's just a part of life. I think that people often look at health as black and why. Especially in the whole world of entrepreneurship, I listen to these podcasts where they're talking about how everybody should be going keto, or how everybody should be doing these crazy things where they take a freezing cold shower and all of this stuff. And it's just like, that is too extreme. As somebody who has worked in the fitness space before moving into the whole world of online business, I feel very, very fortunate, because I know that when I'm listening to these podcasts, I know that doing that is not going to necessarily be the best thing. Sustainability is key. And I am really going to make sure that as we move forward and as I continue to build my business and I continue to build Impact School and I continue helping you make an impact in your life and also into the lives of other people, that I really make this message clear, because health is a really, really important thing to me. And yeah, I just think that I wanted to get this podcast out here as the beginning of the Impact Your Life podcast, because health is fundamental to absolutely everything that you do. You can't thrive in your business if you're not healthy, and you can't thrive in your relationships if you're not healthy. And if you're not healthy, you're not gonna live a long life, right? It's just true. So get healthy, make sure that you are going to the gym or doing some sort of physical activity at least 4 or 5 times a week, please. And if you're working at a home office or in an office where you could just sit there all day like me, go for a walk every single day. I literally just picked up this ring. I've spoken about it before. I'm so obsessed with it. It's called an Aura ring, and I'll leave it linked in the show notes. And basically, not only does it track your sleep, because remember, sleep is really important for health as well, but it also tracks your steps. So I make sure that I get 10,000 steps per day, and the discount code Lauren gets you $50 off the Aura ring, and you have to use it with my affiliate link, which is there as well. I get $30 per sale. So if you use it, that's awesome. Saves you and it earns me some cash as well. So really, really appreciate that. But yeah, like pretty much, I just think that health is wealth, but it has to be taken in a very, very balanced way, but not just balance every single day. It's like balance over time. So that's my takeaways here. If you would like me to, I will do some episodes about individual things to do with health, and they'll be coming out soon. And also, I don't know how long to make these episodes. So if you'd like me to take, for example, the subject sleep and to literally do research all week and all month, actually, to find out all the most recent studies to do with sleep, to give you the most cutting edge and up-to-date information, then I am definitely, definitely keen to do that, because this podcast is for people who want to make an impact on their lives and the lives of other people. And in order to do that to the best degree possible, I know that you need the best information possible. And so I am here for you with that. So health is key, health is wealth. And if you haven't already hit subscribe to this podcast, make sure to do so. And if you haven't already seen my messenger bot, then you definitely should. I will leave it linked in the show notes below. It's the URL looks something like m.me/LaurenTicknerLife. So I'll leave that linked. Definitely go check it out. Check out the ring as well. Super cool thing. And this podcast episode isn't actually sponsored by them, by the way. It's literally like, I love the ring so much that I could ask them if I could get a discount code for you guys. And they gave it to me, and they also told me, oh, by the way, we'll also give you $30 per sale. So that was just like a nice little thing there. So yeah, that was it really. I mean, I think that health, there are just so many extremes out there. Why are you following extremes? If you want long-term sustainability in anything, you need to do something that is sustainable, right? And that you can imagine yourself doing a year from now, other than if it's some short-term goal. But health is a long-term goal. It's a marathon, not a sprint, as they always say, because it's something that's gonna stay with you for life. So why rush it, okay? Having treats here and there is good, it's okay. I eat some form of quote unquote junk food every single day. And you know what? I am thriving. And that's cool, because it keeps me mentally healthy, because it's not just about physical health, like what I said when I created the hashtag strength feed. So with that said, thank you so much for listening. If you could take a screenshot and share this on your Instagram story, tagging me at Lauren Tickner and tagging impact_school, I will repost it. It will not go amiss. And also, please just tell one friend about this podcast. If you know someone who's trying to get fit and healthy for the new year or just in life, please send this episode to them because I really, really think that it will help them. So have a lovely day. And remember, if you have any suggestions for this, please let me know in the private Impact School Facebook group. I will leave it linked in the show notes. And also you can always just email me, lauren@impact-school.com. Thank you.